Okay, we're sitting here with Jan Bunning from Paragon. Yep, and we have just witnessed their. exactly, we just witnessed a gig at De Gloppe in Leeuwarden in Holland. It was very good. And you are currently out on a minor European tour with your label mate, Tormentor and Dark Age. And you opened in Germany a few days ago. How's it going so far? And how? What kind of expectations do you have on this tour?
Good question. No, the thing is, you know, it's the first time we go on tour, you know, with our own Nightliner and with Leo Mates, you know, so it's a cool thing, you know, because we know the other band well for years now, and it's much fun, you know, and yeah, we hope that some fans, you know, because it's the style of the band is totally different, you know. Thomas plays thrash metal, Dark Edge are more like dark metal, and we play classic power metal or heavy metal, like we say. And so it would be great, you know, if there's kind of crossover crowd, you know, which you know doesn't know else, and for the other bands as well, and that maybe likes us, you know, and play live, you know, Dark Edge fans that see us and say, hey, great band,
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
Another way around.
Well, it's also very important for us because it's our first own tour, really, you know, with it's also for the other bands. We supported Gamma Ray, we supported Iron Savior, and this time we're changing the slots, so one time we open, the other time Torment open, and we change around a bit.
I read on the website you're switching you're switching every night, so
so because we have, because all bands sell about the same amount of CDs, it's a fair deal.
We all play
about 60 minutes,
and you know, in the end, you know, we if you would play as last band or as first band, we don't care, you know, because we would do. Yeah, put as much power into it.
Especially
as
yet, last night we drank very much beer, so we're quite happy to be first today, so we can chill a little bit before we have to ride. Otherwise, expectations aren't, you know, too enormous. We're just expecting, you know, to get tighter as a band and get the band around a bit, so the fans who like us can come and see us, you know. It's important, because we don't come to like places like Holland very often. First time with Paragon here, actually.
Yeah.
We've been to France a few times, in Sweden, but first time in the Netherlands.
To play in Italy, Spain, everywhere but Northern.
Exactly.
And if I'm not misinformed, you recorded the show in the Markthalle, Hamburg, last weekend.
Yeah.
Just a few days ago.
Yeah.
For a DVD. And how about the track list? Did you include all songs from your whole career and so on?
The thing is, you know, is we have a new drummer since 1 month about. So we had to put the main point, you know, to play new stuff, you know, because we wanted to do that on tour. We couldn't learn too much songs with them.
But also we're trying to get we recorded the back in 2004 complete.
Yeah.
And we're trying to, at the moment, get the rights for that. The back end people have released their own DVD now, and I think in about 12 months the rights will be free.
Okay.
So the plan is to put the Markthalle, the back end show, and also we recorded the show at the Metal Bash. So that's also a reason we play different stuff at the Markthalle, so we don't repeat the same songs.
Exactly,
so you won't get three times, Thunderstorm or whatever.
When we have many old bootleg recordings in our shows, so I think we will include the stuff as well, bonus material.
I see.
Maybe we get a chance to record, you know, maybe another show this year. We'll do some older tracks as well. Mm-hmm. We have some... To headline festival shows, indoor festivals in the winter. So, you know, for this we can play longer time, 90 minutes or something. So we can dig out some older stuff like Law of the Blade or, you know, Reign of Fear and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
Sure.
And and you just talked about your recent drummer. You had to replace the drummer now. Because the old drummer has a...
like a tennis arm, and...
And is it going to be a new replacement, the new drummer? Yeah. Is it going to be permanent, or...?
Yeah, it's looking like that, because he's a little bit technically a little bit better and a little bit more efficient as a person, a bit more punctual, and you know...
I see,
The other guy was nice, we did it 10 years with him, but...
Yeah.
He's starting to slow down a bit, and Paragon don't want to slow down.
Okay.
I think we will get more aggressive, you know, with the new drummer.
That's the thing, okay.
Because, you know, he also plays in Torment, the new drummer, and so maybe, you know, we like to include a little bit of thrash influences, you know, like Overkill and maybe Exodus, stuff like that, you know.
That's even better.
So I think we will get a little bit more aggressive, you know, next.
It's only an improvement,
and
if you ask me,
would not be possible, you know,
with
the old guy.
And, and you have worked very closely with the Pete Silk from Iron Saver for quite some years. I mean, 7-8 years back, 5-6 albums. And what exactly have made you stick with him all the time? What exactly does he bring out to you that feels so good?
The funny thing is, you know, all the bands, you know, from him, or many bands from him, like Gamma Ray and Iron Savior, are almost the same age that we are, and we all have the same influences, like Priest and old Maiden stuff and so.
Yeah.
And and when we first time recorded with Pete, you know, it was like, hey, great, this guy knows how we want to sound, you know.
Yeah.
He liked the same stuff, you know, and it was perfect for.
And he helped the band improve a little bit with the choruses and, you know, the backing vocals, which we do live now as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of developed a little bit along with him as well.
Yeah.
And also there are many practical reasons, because we all have day jobs, and there are not many other studios in Hamburg which are suitable.
Yeah.
So we don't want to leave town and for recording, because we have to take holiday. Yeah. So we can do there, you know, and go after work and do some guitar solos and stuff. Yeah. So, and our albums have a very high quality of power and sound.
Yeah.
And if you compare it to many productions of the same budget,
I would agree, Zoe.
They are not really very expensive, but sound like very expensive.
Exactly, But a lot of people say that Pete Silk has a way, he has a special way of working.
Yeah.
He has a special sound.
Yeah, sure.
And, but do you feel that you have the power to work in your own way, or does Pete Silk, does he control too much or something? Because a lot of bands, that's a similar
thing. I think maybe in the beginning, you know, when we first recorded with him, but now we know better, you know, what we want to do, and, you know, we tell him, and then so he does not take so much control anymore.
Okay.
So he let us do what we want, because we got better, you know.
Especially with the riffs, the guitars and bass. We are very fast. We need only a few days to record the guitars.
Basics.
Where Pete takes time, it's basically you work with Bushy to work on the vocal line.
He got better by that, you know, by working with Pete, you know.
Okay.
I think he never sang better than at present, you know, Bushy.
Okay.
So he's much better than in the past, you know.
Okay.
Well, in future we are planning to change it a little bit, because it gets dangerous if every album has exactly, you know, the same guitar sound.
Exactly, because
it's time now to find a new crew, kind of thing.
I think we will maybe record with Pete, or maybe record vocals with him, but we will for sure mix it somewhere else.
Because you have had the same sound for quite a while as well. I love it. I wish you could continue for 10 albums, but some people say that the sound of
I think we will change it a little bit next time. We also already have plans, but it's not for sure, you know.
Yeah.
I think we will record, at least we will record in Hamburg, maybe also with Pete, but that's not sure, but we will mix that somewhere else.
Which brings me to the next question. How can you take Paragon to the next level, so to speak? How do you go from here? I mean, you have released quite a few albums, sounding the same kind of speed, sometimes same kind of sound, and how do you take it from here? Are you planning on renewing the concept, or going with it?
I think the style will stay the same, but I got the feeling that the next stuff will be much more aggressive. And even, you know, with the new drummer, we got fresh blood, you know, and he also likes to play fast, you know, the stuff, as I said before, like maybe a little bit thrashy. Think so we will get more aggressive. We have Gunny, you know, he had no songwriting credits on the last one, so on the new one, you know, he will also contribute some songs, so. Yeah, I think that will be the next level. You know,
we just have to try to build up.
We not plan to go down. No. Sure, we repeat ourselves, but we always try to try to make the records with different kind of songs, you know, slow stuff, fast stuff, bumpy stuff, you know, so...
If you ask me, I think it's correct, because I always loved you. I loved you for 10 years, and I think every record has kind of renewed itself. It's kind of fresh sound every time.
I think, you know, the new one, or last one, Revenge, is, you know, it's a mixture of all our best...
especially for Revenge, it was a big step to make Marvels and Sea, because we said, okay, we need to do something new. That was, you know, like, this answers your question. So we said, okay, what have we not done before? Okay, we'll do a long track with some clean guitars and some slow parts and some fast parts.
Many parts.
And this song especially was a big development for us, you know, to say. And at the end, we were very surprised that we could do it, you know, because we always say more of a straight ahead kind of heavy metal band.
Yeah.
So now we could.
And we do it live.
you saw today, and you know, we can do a 10-minute track with acoustic guitars and stuff. So I'm sure we will have, you know, some moments like this in future as well. Mm. And at the same time,
maybe
like
the aggressive, aggressive stuff more aggressive,
yeah,
than, you know. But also songs like Masters of the Seas.
When we get back from tour, we'll have to start working on new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we plan, you know, to record. I don't know, maybe in February, March next year, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have to be prepared for the next assault.
If you ask me, I think you are in the same league as like Grave Digger, Metallium, Iron Saver, everything else. But do you have any idea why you have not been like? You have not had a breakthrough in Germany, not even in Germany.
To be honest,
you play kind of the same. You're one of the better.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think that the band like Metallium sell more records like us. So
yeah, I mean, no,
it always looks better in the press than it.
Perhaps it does. But
sales numbers are not as good anymore.
But I mean,
Iron Saviour in the past sold very well, but today
it's gone down a bit. Well, it's difficult, especially true metal fans and old school metal fans are very traditional, and they will go for the tent, buy a new Running Wild album, buy a new Grave Digger album, and then they're very careful with newer bands, even though we're not new anymore. But for some people, we're still a new band, you know. Guys like you and hardcore fans know us for like 10 years, 8 years. Well, there are still, you know, always new people coming along and say, oh, and especially in Germany, they're very stubborn, these people, you know, they go to maybe 3 or 4 concerts a year, and they go see Saxon, they go see Running Wild and Motorhead, but then they're very touchy with giving new bands a chance, you know.
I think every fan of classic metal who will listen to a record of us will like us, you know. I'm sure about that.
I'm very sure they will.
And I think many people who see us live who don't even like this classic metal stuff like us, you know.
That is the reason why I'm surprised that you haven't come further. I mean, you're one of the better bands in German metal, at all. I mean,
sure.
I mean, of course.
You know, but. You know, the thing is, we it can also be good, you know, because we don't have to live from the music, so we can do whatever we like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have to live.
No, we're not frustrated or anything, because we love, even like a day to day in a small club with a small crowd.
Yeah.
But when the crowd is cool and we're playing good, we have a really good time. You see it. I mean, we enjoy it, and so it's not so. You know, of course, it would be nice if there was like, you know, 200 in the venue, but okay, so. We have to do it like this, and we will carry on definitely, and keep playing, and try to get new people.
So you're not dissatisfied with the promotion you had so far?
I don't know how the promotion was here.
But from the record company, all the work.
That's okay. They make more this year than before.
Some of the German magazines like Rockart, they tend to ignore us a bit. Yeah, they have one or two people there don't like us, and that's the biggest magazine there, so it's a big handicap. We haven't had an interview there this year for Revenge.
Oh yeah.
Even we got a good review.
You have not got the interview yet.
We have no interview, no official interview on Rockart, and
since
only
years,
since
amazing because Revenge is really your best album so far. I mean, you'll grow bigger for a year.
Yeah, they make it like this. You know, the first 10 bands in the sound check, they get an interview, and the rest nothing. And you know, with the last one we were on I don't know, 13 with
Dark Legacy was 13. Missed it by.
And I think this time I don't know well.
Further down like 22. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
But in the end, you know, I don't fucking care. Okay.
Well, yes, okay, that was all I had. It was just talking to you guys and Don Paul. Thank you for a great gig and have a great time tonight and okay, so
good.
Thank you. All right, bye.